Now take some moments to read about Bob's life and words. What I will read is actually found in the insert that is in each bulletin. Bob Glaither passed away peacefully on December 30th, 2022 in Orlando, Florida, at the end of a fun-filled vacation with family. Robert William Glaither was born in Medford, Oregon on January 7th, 1950 to Robert Leroy Glaither and Georgina Thompson Glaither. He was third in a family of seven children. Bob grew up in Medford and enjoyed hiking, backpacking, climbing, and cross-country skiing. Bob earned his green thumb helping with the huge family garden and helped raise enough cattle to feed the family. Bob was involved in FFA and showed his black Angus cattle at the fair. In high school, he built a rock garden and added a room onto the garage where he could play his guitar. Bob loved music throughout his life and especially loved to sing. He sang in the choir while in high school. He graduated from Medford Senior High School in 1968. After graduation, Bob attended Oregon State University, where he majored and graduated in religious studies. It was also at OSU that he met his wife, Kay Smith. They were married in Medford, Oregon on June 24, 1972. When Bob decided not to go to seminary, he worked at Paul Barber Hardwoods in Philomath and then Sears in Albany until he decided to study computer programming and electronics at Lynn Benton Community College. During his time, he also earned a private pilot's license, something he had always yearned to do. While Bob was finishing his associate degrees at LBCC, he was offered a position at Hewlett-Packard as a computer programmer. He continued with HP, finishing his degrees and becoming a network engineer. He worked for HP for 26 years and retired at the age of 52. While at HP, Bob had the privilege of setting up an office for HP in Dublin, Ireland, and was later offered a two-year position in Leixlip, Ireland, as a network engineer. Bob, Kay, and Anthony relocated for the duration of the position, and all three loved their time in Ireland. They attended Lucan Presbyterian Church, and Bob sang in a gospel choir. To his family, Bob was Papa. Bob and Kay had two children, Andrea and Anthony. Bob and Kay enjoyed sharing their home with others who became extensions of the family. The Glaithers hosted three exchange students, which encouraged a thirst for travel, with destinations across the United States and Europe. Bob and Kay also opened their home many times for a roommate or student to join them. Throughout his adult life, Bob was a very active and faithful member of Peace Lutheran Church in Philomath. He served as an elder and treasurer for many years. He sang in the choir and was chairman of the building committee when the church added a fellowship hall. When Bob retired, he learned how to weld and bought a shop in which to build furniture and complete metalworking projects. He and Kay continued to travel and enjoy their kids and grandkids. He was sure to communicate how much he loved his family, how proud he was of them. It was not uncommon to hear him say, "You know, I've lived a good life." Bob was preceded in death by his parents, his sister Georgia, his sister Patricia, and his brother Gordon. Bob is survived by his wife Kay, daughter Andrea Johnson, husband Matthew, son Anthony Glaither, wife Sarah, sister-in-law Karen Beeman, brother Tom Glaither, sisters Tammy Frodenthaler and Donna Glaither, six grandchildren and numerous nieces and nephews. For Bob's life, we can give thanks. We're going to now take some time to see Bob's life in pictures with a special slideshow to music that Bob sang in. We're going to hear that gospel choir that he was a part of in Ireland as the background music.